KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump denies Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Doge architect Elon Musk are feuding.
They're both great guys, and by the way, they both get along fantastically well. Marco has done unbelievably as Secretary of State, and Elon is a very unique guy who's done a fantastic job.
During an Oval Office Q&A with the media, President Trump shot down a question stemming from a New York Times report of an explosive cabinet room meeting where Rubio and other agency heads clashed with a billionaire entrepreneur. The Times reports Musk complained Rubio had not fired anyone despite orders for sweeping cuts across federal government. In about 2 hours, South Carolina is expected to execute 67-year-old Brad Sigmund by firing squad, a method that has never been used in the state and that has not been used in the U.S. in 15 years. South Carolina Public Radio's Mayan Schechter has more.
Brad Sigmund was convicted in 2002 of the beating deaths of his ex-girlfriend's parents. He chose to be shot to death over the other options for execution, lethal injection and electrocution. His attorney said he faced an impossible choice among barbaric methods. According to prison protocol, he will give his final statement and be strapped into a chair. A hood will be placed over his head and an aim point on his heart. There are three members of the firing squad. All will hold rifles with live ammunition. At 67, Sigmund will be the oldest inmate put to death in South Carolina. And so far, Governor Henry McMaster has refused to grant clemency. For NPR News, I'm Mayan Schechter in Columbia, South Carolina.
The Trump administration revived its old practice of putting entire families in immigration detention. NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports a policy was ended during the Biden administration.
According to the Department of Homeland Security, two detention centers in Texas will be reopening and retrofitted for families who enter or in the U.S. illegally. Families have already been sent to the detention center in Carnes City. DHS says these individuals have final deportation orders from a judge and that the administration is, quote, not going to ignore the rule of law. But immigrant rights advocates are pushing back. During the first Trump term, doctors, psychologists, and advocates said the administration misrepresented the condition at these detention facilities and that they were harmful to the physical and psychological health of children specifically. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News.
In a video posted on Fox News, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem accuses two people of leaking immigration enforcement operations. She says the unauthorized disclosures put law enforcement lives in jeopardy. Fox quotes DHS spokeswoman Tricia McLaughlin in reporting the two alleged offenders who have not yet been publicly ID'd are expected to face charges. This is NPR News. The big jobs report is out. The Labor Department saying that in February, the economy gained 151,000 jobs, falling short of the 160,000 to 170,000 job gains widely projected. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.1% last month. The government's also revising previous estimates down in January to 125,000, up in December to 323,000. A Houston-based company says its mission to land on the surface of the moon ended early. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports the lander fell over.
The robotic lander, built by the company Intuitive Machines, sent one last picture before shutting down, an image of the gray lunar surface and planet Earth hanging on the horizon. Also visible were the lander's feet, which were supposed to be planted firmly in the lunar soil, but were instead pointed skyward. This is the second landing attempt for Intuitive Machines, and the second time the lander's tipped over. A touchdown last year went wonky after a landing leg collapsed. In a press conference, CEO Steve Altemus stood by the design.
We know how to control the vehicle with the center of gravity and the footprint that we have.
Intuitive Machines is one of several companies trying to land stably on the moon. NASA hopes they might one day deliver supplies to astronauts. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
U.S. stocks ended the day higher. The Dow closed up 222 points, or more than 0.5%, to settle at 42,801. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Raymond James, a firm focused on transforming lives, businesses, and communities through tailored wealth management, banking, and capital markets solutions. Disclosures at RaymondJames.com.
That's the best with Tina Turner to start us off. Now we have the Pogues with Sketches of Spain, and then Gary Newman with Me, I Disconnect From You. And then we'll have Simple Minds with Alive and Kicking.
Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
Oh,
Night Rangers next with Sister Christian. After that, Kenny Loggins with Footloose. And we got to go down here a little ways to find the next one. So I'll wait a little while. We have two coming at you.
Come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you go and what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true. Thank you.
The Yunga Tribal Council is a proud sponsor of KSDP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to KSDP in Sandpoint, 88.1 FM in King Cove, Alaska.
Yeah, Rick Astley's up next with Never Gonna Give You Up, then The Selector with Too Much Pressure. After that, big hit by Don Henley from 1973, Dirty Laundry. Here's Rick Astley.
Still committments while I'm thinking of Too much pressure.
Well, that was Status Quo with Whatever You Want, and before that, We're Not Men, We're Devil with Whip It. Now we have Maniac by Michael Cimbello. Soft Cell after that, and then Boston.
I ran to you. Now I run from way, but I'm sorry I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Don't touch me, please, I cannot stand the way you tease. I love you though you hurt me so. Now I'm gonna pack my things and go. Tainted love, tainted love, tainted love, tainted love. Touch me, baby, tainted love. Touch me, baby, tainted love.
Today's the day, looking for the words to say.